Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we finished up our series called Kingdom Citizen, where we're talking about how only one kingdom is eternal and lasts forever. We've been saying pretty much every week that in the kingdom of God, it's not like there's some king who sits on a throne with a crown on his head and has an army that moves the kingdom through some type of geographical location by force. In the kingdom of God, Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and his message of the gospel penetrates the hearts of people. And when they submit their heart to Christ as their king and as their Lord of their life, that person becomes a citizen of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God advances then one heart at a time. In this passage where he kind of finishes up chapter 7 of Matthew, he says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowd was astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. I think the passage is kind of like a final plea that talks about, here are all the principles of the kingdom of God, as we've been sharing every week. And he says, if you hear my words and actually do them, live these out, you put them into practice, you're going to have an incredibly strong foundation. If you don't, you're going to have a poor foundation. That's the basic principle. I think we all get the analogy of the storm that, you know, if you build your house on a rock, that, you know, when a storm comes, you're good. If you build it on the sand, a storm comes and, you know, your house is washed away. We've all seen movies or pictures or, you know, television shows or even the news when we see these places that are so hard hit by hurricanes and storms and such like that. And, you know, the houses are just gone. What Jesus is saying then is that, look, you have a choice to make. You're either going to put your life on my foundation, the foundation of trusting in me and in my ways and my principles, or you're going to put your foundation in something else. And here's the reality, that even when we hear the message of the gospel and we submit to it, it doesn't mean that we automatically start trusting in Christ to the point where he becomes our foundation. I mean, isn't it true that we have a tendency to kind of put our life into other foundations? I mean, money, our work, our identity can be so wrapped up in those. We put it into relationships, our parenting. We can put it into getting affirmation or prestige or power. And then one storm comes along that can be very destructive. You know, the loss of someone we love, a diagnosis, a loss of a job, the loss of a spouse, rejection. We get one of these really devastating things that comes and it completely wipes us out. I can tell you that I wish that weren't true. But what I've noticed about people who have the most rich relationship with Christ, that they have endured many storms in life, and it's Christ who was with them the whole time. The people who I know who seem to have the deepest, most refreshing and life-giving personalities based on their faith in Jesus, it seems that they have gone through the worst things in life. There's something about it. Like, Jesus didn't promise we wouldn't have a storm. He didn't say, hey, if you just follow me, there'll be no storms. It'll be great. He didn't say that. He said, if you trust in me and you put these principles into practice, you're going to have a great foundation. So when the storm comes, you'll be able to endure it. And that's what I've witnessed in the folks who seem to have the deepest relationship with Christ, that they have trusted in Christ regardless of the circumstance. And it only strengthens them when the storms come. Is it difficult? Yes, I would think they would all say that. But as they lean into Christ, that is where their faith is built more and more, because they found that foundation they were placing their trust in only gets strengthened through the storms. I'm going to pray for us and pray for us who are going through storms, and wherever you're at, whether you're going through a storm or not, just pray that Christ will strengthen the foundation of your heart. As you do that, remember to be thankful. You know, as this week is with Thanksgiving, remember to thank God for all that he's done to build that foundation in your life. Father, I thank you so much for being a God that cares about us, that you sent your son to die on a cross to pay the penalty for our sin, to draw us into this relationship. You didn't just leave us there, but you plan You told us that you would walk with us through every step. You would never leave us nor forsake us, so that when the storms of life hit us, you will be right there with us as we trust in you and place our life in your hands. Lord, help us to live out the principles of your kingdom of God. And I pray, God, you would strengthen us regardless of the storm. Lord, I feel like we're all going through a little bit of a storm right now when it comes to COVID and the shutdown of our world the way we knew it. People not being able to see their families on Thanksgiving, and people who have diagnosis and financial situations. God, strengthen us. God, help us to trust more fully in you rather than the things of this world. God, strengthen us in such a way we could be a blessing to others who are struggling. And God, I know there are many people who are struggling in ways that I don't even understand, and I pray that you strengthen them. God, give them that firm foundation that is you, that is your son, and yours found through the cross. God, give us strength and peace and mercy. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take some time to pray. God bless. Till next time, okay?